Forget not that the earth delights to feel your bare feet, and the winds long to play with your hair. This was the line by Khalil Gibran in The Prophet. Earth, nature, green grass, leaves, trees, mountains, winds. Isn't it all so beautiful? The nature, the Mother Earth. We are all blessed to have these sights. And I think it's our duty and responsibility to preserve and protect this planet, not just for ourselves, but for the generations to come. To protect the planet from pollution, deforestation, global warming, we must begin thinking like a liver if we are to leave a legacy of beauty and life for future generations. Hello, Pranam, Namaskar, Prachi the Tattoo Girl once again wishes you a very happy Earth Day. Earth Day, which is celebrated every year on April 22nd, to mark the anniversary of the modern environmental movement. You know, the first Earth Day was held in 1970 and was organized by Senator Gaylord Nelson. This date was chosen because it fell between spring break and exams, and making it easier for youth to participate. Earth Day is a day to raise awareness about environmental issues and promote conservation efforts to protect the planet. The global theme for this year's Earth Day is Planet versus Plastic, which recognizes the threat plastics pose to human health. This theme emphasizes the necessity to raise widespread awareness about the health risks of plastics, immediately phase out all single-use plastics, instantly initiative for a strong UN treaty on plastic pollution, and put an end to fast fashion. This powerful theme aims to galvanize a global movement to drastically reduce plastic use and production. The official organizers of Earth Day are pushing for a 60% reduction in the production of all plastic by 2040. Many actions are being taken, like eliminating single-use plastics, embracing reusable alternatives, recycling and composting responsibly, supporting sustainable businesses, advocating for policy change. N number of measures to prevent plastic pollution are being taken, like using reusable bags, bottles, containers, properly disposing of plastic waste and recycle whenever possible, supporting the plastic alternative initiative, and mainly is spreading awareness and educating others on the impact of plastic pollution. Are you wondering what to do on Earth Day? Well, don't limit your activities to just one day. It is only one iconic day, but I think whatever you want to do to save this earth should be a daily habit. It should come as a daily effort. You can plant a tree, scatter the native wildflower seeds or the seeds of fruits which you eat. You can host a clothing swap or clothing repair party. You can have volunteers to pick up litter in a local park. If you are not able to do these things, just walk or ride your bike, go cycling. Limit your water use, at least begin from that day to limit it, be it garden or washing cars or rooftops. Turn off the lights when you're not using them. Switch to non-toxic cleaning products, switch to bioenzymes, making them at your home instead of using harsh chemicals. Unsubscribe from paper catalogs. Switch to these digital catalogs instead of the paper ones. Switch to paperless billing because you are just wasting that paper and ultimately the trees. Pick up litter in your community whenever you see anything littered on the roads or the roadside, anywhere. Just try and pick it up and make it also spread the awareness among other people at a community level, at a society level, to pick up the litter. Recycle glass containers into beach sands. Carry reusable plastic, or preferably, I will say, cloth or jute bags wherever you are traveling. Use a refillable water bottle instead of buying that plastic bottle which is made of single-use plastic. Carry a refillable water bottle of steel or glass with you. Build a compost bin in your garden which you can fill with all the daily vegetable and fruit peels, and plant a vegetable garden in your backyard. Even if you don't have a backyard, you can do it in pots at your home. Implement recycling practices in your garden. Use chemical-free gardening practices, and have a space where you can plant a tree, whatever seeds you're eating, fruits and vegetables, try and dry them. There are a lot of YouTube, Instagram and Google sites who are giving you information on how to do it. Just support the native bees and other pollinators. Go on a nature walk through a local park. Just hike the nature trails, go bird watching, visit a nearby botanical garden, plan a beach day, explore dunes, tide pools, whatever you can do. And I would suggest visit a local farmer's market instead of just buying it online in the poly bags. Go visit a local farmer's market. This way you will be supporting the local business also. And eat more vegetables in the season. Sell or donate used items. Check in your community, in your society. Have a group where you can buy and sell the things among yourselves instead of just throwing them. Host a clothing repair party. Have a place where you can showcase your clothes which other people might like and use. Shop for used and thrifted clothing. It's readily available these days. If you just check through Google, you have a lot of shops which are giving them on rent also. And host an environmentally friendly night or a party, and make sure to share an Earth Day message on social media. Attend any local Earth Day event, whatever you find it possible for you. Join any volunteer activity, be it a collection drive or outdoor climate documentary or fundraising, any which way you can help it. Join any environmental organization or a foundation or an NGO. They're always looking for volunteers. And I would just say commit to one green act per day, not only on Earth Day, but per day. It can be like switching off your AC when you're out, and when you are, maybe you don't require it. Switch to energy efficient LED bulbs. You can take a ride, bike, local transport instead of going in your own vehicle. Donate to an environmental non-profit organization. So there are a lot of things which you can do on Earth Day. You just don't have to buy anything, you just have to be part of it. You just have to feel it from within to protect this beautiful planet, protect this beautiful earth of ours. Just go to a park or a nearby market or anything and clean up plastic in your neighborhood, because that is the main problem of today, that in every biscuit wrapper, chips packet, any product, any drink which we are having, we are consuming lot of plastic. And I think that has to be reduced at an individual level first, so it can reach a greater height. The one mantra keeping the theme of this year's Earth Day is, all I can say, it's ditch the plastic in every possible way. Plastic cutlery, plastic glasses, plastic straws. Just ditch it. Try and look for alternatives instead of plastic, what you can use. As one quote say, that you have to hold yourself accountable for your actions. And that's how we are going to protect the earth. So you have to hold yourself accountable that yes, from today, I am not going to use more plastic. I'm going to reduce its use. That is how you are going to start your step to reducing this plastic pollution for a better, greener, healthier planet. We all very well understand the effects of the pollution. As our celebrity actor Leonardo DiCaprio says, that plastic pollution is a global issue, killing wildlife, contaminating our oceans and waters, and lasting far longer than it is used. We all can see that it is the worst of times, because we are already suffering the hazardous effects of plastic on the planet. But it is also the best of times, because we still have a chance if we begin today, now, and at this very moment. So just remember that plastic pollution-free world is not a choice, but a commitment to life, a commitment to the next generation. On this note, I will once again wish you a very happy Earth Day. Please try your best to reduce your plastic consumption. That's all for today. The Tattva Girl will be back with more inspiring stories and similar days which are concerned with environment. Till then, keep smiling, keep listening, and keep reducing your single-use plastic usage. Thank you. Pranam. Bye-bye. Namaskar.